Welcome back to the Canada Immigration News Podcast. We have an insightful episode lined up for you today, covering the latest immigration updates from across the country. Let's dive right in. Financial implications of asylum claims. Canada is currently facing a significant financial challenge due to the record levels of asylum claims. The government is spending approximately $224 per day per claimant to provide food and accommodation during the application processing period. This has sparked criticism from Conservative MP Leanne Rood, who argues that asylum claimants are receiving more benefits than Canadian seniors. As of now, there are 156,032 pending asylum claims. The Trudeau government's Interim Housing Assistance Program, which provides temporary accommodations and housing to around 7,000 claimants, comes with an annual cost of $557 million. Despite the closure of the Roxham Road border crossing, the intake of irregular border crossers remains high, with 42,387 pending refugee claims by the end of 2023. Since 2017, 39,643 asylum seekers have been approved as official refugees, while 22,611 have been rejected. Celebrating Francophonie Day in Yukon. On May 15, 2024, Yukon celebrated Francophonie Day, an annual event recognizing the French language and Francophone culture in the territory. Minister John Stryker shared a message urging all Yukoners to deeply appreciate the richness and diversity that the French language and Francophone culture bring to the province. Minister Stryker expressed gratitude to the Commissioner of Yukon for supporting community events through the Yukon Francophonie Day funding program. He also thanked all organizations, individuals, artists, volunteers, and businesses involved in nurturing Yukon's vibrant Francophone community. Declining naturalization rates for recent immigrants. The 2021 census data revealed a concerning drop in naturalization rates among recent immigrants in Canada, prompting the government to prioritize citizenship efforts. Several factors have been identified as potential contributors to this decline, including family income, language proficiency, and education level. Dual citizenship restrictions imposed by some immigrant source countries also play a role, although their net effect is relatively small. Additionally, some immigrants choose to keep their options open by not naturalizing, considering the potential economic benefits. To address this issue, the government is exploring measures to enhance the efficiency and meaningfulness of the citizenship process. Progress has been made in moving applications online, and investments in AI technology could help streamline the processing of routine applications. That's all for this episode. Stay tuned for more immigration news and updates on our next release.